I did go to Facebook jail one day for joking like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just joking with my friend. I'm like, nigger. And then Facebook jail locked my ass right up. It'd be quick as fuck when they get you, too. When they get you, that shit be funny. You be on Facebook minding your own fucking business.
Yeah, my mother's in Facebook jail. She go to Facebook jail like you.
Your mom's?
Yeah, she stay in Facebook jail because she go back and forth with Trump supporters. My mother be going in, too.
They gonna be like, yo, what you doing with the
she
camera?
She can't see well. She type everything in all caps. So if she don't know that mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So. Oh, shit. Your mom already seemed funny. When she sent me the post, I'm like,
I don't know what she was talking about, but I know if you go back and forth with her,
I wasn't going to go back and forth with her. I was my honest response was going to be like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Because I was like, maybe I posted something or like whatever, and they could have, because I knew it was your mom, so I'm like, maybe I posted something that offended her or something, so I just want to make sure it's good. Like, I don't want to have no problems. That shit was hilarious, though. That's funny, going back and forth with Trump supporters. Somebody need to.
She be going in.
Like, one of these dudes that we went to school with, well, I know I went to school with him. His name's Lewis.
Arcee.
He's
a fucking moron.
He stayed posting that.
He a moron. I don't even want to talk about him, like, because his shit be pissing me off. It's like, you know what's wild? Because it's like, you don't try to come from an educated place on shit when you're going to defend this ignorance that we seeing every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can't do that. Oh, the new psycho is making it look like that. They editing shit. Yeah, now niggas editing live television.
They editing
a live stream, Mo. That's what they doing.
The only thing that nigga
now
ever said that I be agreeing with is when he be coming down on Ancient Fathers. When he be talking his shit about Ancient Fathers, I agree with him on most of that shit. But all that Trump support,
all that Trump
and all
shit,
he be
stupid.
And one thing about me, I try to give niggas a free forum, whether it be on my page or in my group. But if I see niggas is like being disrespectful and like intentionally trying to like start some shit, I delete them fucking comments.
You be
like, nah, like I don't be like, yo, go fuck your mother, you a dumb bitch, and all that.
I guess because I'm somewhat of an intellectual, when I read the shit you be saying, I really peep all the disrespect.
It's shady and disrespectful.
But I peep the disrespect.
But I'm not coming
at it. It'd be deeper than a nigga just saying fuck your mom. To me, if a motherfucker could say some shit, And it don't sound disrespectful, but it's completely disrespectful, I think that's more disrespectful.
I mean, because
at the end of the day, the nigga that don't know that you being disrespectful he ain't fighting right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, with that, welcome to the Nothing Podcast, episode 37. It's called It Could Happen. This your girl, DJ Exclusive.
Definitely could happen.
And that's your boy over there, Doughboy. AKA Full Throttle Mulatto on IG. AKA
Espo.
Today I put together a real interesting show, and it's real funny. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But in the meantime, you know how I do. We're going to start it off with the mix. And did anybody have any shout outs or anything like that they wanted to get off of their chest before we got rolling?
Okay. Anybody? The fuck?
Anybody meaning you, nigga?
Yeah, fuck my baby mother.
Whoa, that's deep. That's really deep.
It's your girl, DJ Exclusive, and it might not mean nothing to y'all, but it means everything to me that you rocking with the Nothing Podcast.
We are some Dre verse pop today.
Wow.
Never heard the dirty version of this song?
No, that nigga said, if she got sick, like, if she sucked some shit out of your dick and got sick, nigga, then like you sick.
Exactly. He said, if you're saying that, I got you sick, bitch. Lay low. I'm here to bang that gangsta shit to the apocalypse. We call it stress. Some of y'all call it chocolate. Return you see? Top dog. It ain't no stopping this. I'm smiling. In case I ain't trying to catch it.
lay low, low, big dope and slang records. Unseen but well heard, do not disturb. The
only shit really hard,
man. Yeah, the beat is hard.
Snoop Dogg from the merch.
Snoop hard too.
Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch.
Snoop Dogg from the
merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop
Dogg from the merch. Snoop
Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop
Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop
Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg
from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop
Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg
from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from
the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch.
Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from
the merch. Snoop
Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg
from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch.
Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch. Snoop Dogg from the merch.
I did.
It's ruined. It's ruined.
A lot more people fuck with this version, though, honestly.
What?
I know.
That's corny. That just makes me upset. That's why music ain't what it is to me sometimes, man.
It's because it came...
That's why I just throw on some fucking nickel back.
This part fire, though.
Yeah, that shit, that beat fire. That shit is. Yeah, that shit is fire right there.
You know what you do to me. She starts off, well, I don't usually. But yo, it's funny because Big Plan is an example of it could happen. Because even though like him and Pac was going through their shit, I didn't expect for Big to die. Like, that was crazy. And
I didn't expect for Pac to die either.
Yeah, because that nigga kept on surviving shit.
No, it ain't even that he kept on surviving shit. It's just that, why would you want to kill niggas that's the niggas? That's, to me, that's corny to me, man. That, like,
well,
that,
you know.
But see, fuck that, man. Like, see, that's why I probably, like I said, I never chased a dream like that because I didn't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't care about that aspect of it. I just like the music. I like the message. I like the feeling. I like the vibes. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Like, motherfuckers make it about other shit.
Yeah. So today we're going to have a fun, interesting show. First thing I wanted to talk about is Cruz. I had posted this piece about who they thought was, like, the best hip-hop group.
Who was the one you had in the top left?
The top left up here, okay, that's Rockefeller.
So it was Rockefeller, Dipset, G-Unit, and who else? And
Young Money.
Rockefeller. That's not even... I don't even think that's... Well, I don't know. Dipset kind of had a wild wave, like, where they... I think Dipset... Yeah, I have to say Dipset, because Dipset actually changed a lot of shit about music. When they started popping, they changed the way niggas
like dressed. Now let me explain something, because another thing I wanted to intertwine in this segment was criterias, right? Mm-hmm. And the things that you fuck with and don't fuck with. So when I'm talking about crews, right? My criteria is a clique, a crew is usually a person that was popping first. Then they started putting other niggas on around them, right? And then they start popping and they moving as a crew, right?
Okay.
Then they putting out like crew albums and Dip things set. Like that. So for me, when I'm picking who is the best crew, it's like I call them the kids of the crew, who got a more extensive legacy. So for me, that would end up coming down to Rockefella or Young Money. Because to this day, Jay-Z got that Rockefella bloodline still pumping. The most successful of the newest would be J. Cole.
Yeah, but he wasn't in that wave though. Like he wasn't in that wave when you post them pictures that you post. Mm-hmm. Those all was a wave where they was all doing that shit at the same working time together. Type shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So you're
basically saying my part of the criteria don't count unless you was a part of it. Unless so you I was, can only like include part of that state movement, property and
you could state property, Bleak, a male, whoever the fuck else they was fucking with at that time when that movement that you're
well then. Under my criteria, I honestly got to give it to Young Money, too. Which I did believe I gave it to Young Money. Mm. Only because Young Money was the child of Cash Money, which is one of the biggest. And then Wayne, Drake, and Nicki are still prominent in the game.
I get all that. I really do. But, nah. Like, it don't add... The quality of the music just don't add up to me, like... Like the movement don't add up.
Okay, see, this is where I have to say this is that generational shit. Because
it's definitely generational.
Because this day and age, these niggas live and die by Wayne. They live and die by Drake.
I don't, and I never could. Like I could never live and die by a nigga that I know Gilly used to write for. You know what I'm saying? Like I know this nigga was writing your music.
But still in all, I agree. But it's fair and safe to say...
See, that's why I can't fuck with that Young Money shit.
It's fair and safe to say, though, that Wayne is definitely pinning his own shit these days.
These days. But at that time, you know, now if you would have said Cash Money, if you would have posted Cash Money...
That's Gilly was writing his shit. Gilly wasn't writing Young Money stuff.
I understand. He wasn't writing Young Money shit, but he was writing Cash Money shit. And I know that's like kind of a disqualifying thing for me, is niggas writing your music. But if you want to talk about a movement, fucking Cash Money blew and was running.
Okay.
So if you had put them niggas in there, they win. To me.
Well, see, a lot of niggas, I just be coming up with shit just to strike a debate so I can see what niggas say in the comments.
But
so
see,
across the
when
comments.
You do that, I think it gotta be fair. It gotta be like,
nah, I
if
did.
You're gonna do
If you ask me my criteria based on the way I feel about it, I do feel like I put fair ones up there, like G Unit.
Nah, because to me, Young Money, even though Young Money got Drake, Young Money wasn't popping because of Young Money. It was popping because of Weezy. It was under Weezy umbrella.
But wouldn't you say that was true for like every clique? G-Unit wasn't popping because of Lloyd Banks or Tony Ayo?
No, they wasn't popping because of them niggas, but they was popping as a unit. They was popping as a unit. Young Money wasn't really popping
as
a unit.
I can give you that.
They wasn't really popping as a unit. You could say fucking Nicki was popping and Drake was popping, but the rest of them motherfuckers ain't really popping.
I give
like
you that. Because if you go back and listen to all them G-Unit mixtapes from Beg for Mercy, all of them, Get Rich, before all his first album, all of those mixtapes, they was all on them. All of them.
That's what my criteria is. That's what my criteria is. If you're talking group shit, it's talking about as a collective, what they were doing together. Like as a crew.
You want to know as well? Even if I get into my mixtape nerd bag, 50 was doing music with Young Buck way back before he even brought Young Buck.
When he was
Buck.
Still on Cash Money.
Young Buck was on UTP.
UTP? I thought he was on Cash Money.
It's UTP. And the only reason I remember that's for a fact because that's how the song goes. from New Orleans to New Orleans. I mean,
but he was down with Cash Money. They just
They wasn't putting his shit out, and then he went to UTP. He went to UTP because Cash Money wasn't putting his shit out. So it's like, technically, G-Unit didn't really turn into something else until he started, like, signing all those other people. But some of the crews that they was putting in the comments, right?
Yeah.
QC.
Who the fuck is that?
QC is some new shit, but you gotta give them their props. I'm about to tell you some of the people that's on QC. I do believe that they signed City Girls. Mm-hmm. They got the Migos, Lil Yachty, Lil Baby. Now the rest of them, I
don't care about none of them niggas. Them niggas, that ain't a crew.
I don't know, and the rest of them, I don't even know who they are.
That's a label. If they all on the same label, I get that. But that's not a crew. See, being on the same label and being a crew is two different things. Like niggas wasn't moving together. Niggas
you gotta put out an album, like,
yeah, and you gotta move together, and you gotta move as a unit. If y'all wasn't moving as a unit, y'all wasn't a fucking crew.
So what do you think about them claiming TDE? TDE is like Kendrick Lamar, Sir, Schoolboy Q.
Who?
Schoolboy Q, Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Absol, SZA.
That's it. That's all I know.
You know SZA.
I don't.
You know SZA?
Who's that?
She came out with a couple of songs.
Oh, that the Weeknd bitch. It's the
Weeknd. Yeah,
because I did that. That's why I know it.
I basically think that crews are kind of dead now.
Now is not crews. Like a crew now would be Griselda.
Exactly, and they're the GOATs.
I think they tough, but they definitely not the GOATs.
I mean, I would say they are certainly
of this era.
They are the GOATs of modern street slick talk.
This era.
Yeah, definitely.
This era, they the GOATs.
Definitely. All right, before we get into our lyrical breakdown, this is a question. This is also a setup because I know what you're going to say. What female rappers do you actually like? I know you don't like Cardi B. But which ones do you actually like?
That I actually like to listen to, that I could listen to?
Yes.
All right. I could listen to Lauryn Hill.
We already had this debate, so I'm just going to take my L. Lauryn Hill is hip-hop.
I could listen to Lauryn Hill. I could listen to MC Light.
Okay. Light is a rock.
I could listen to Remy Ma on certain shit.
He's naming spitters, y'all.
Who else I could listen to?
He ain't named one bitch that wear a dress yet.
That's kind of hard. I could fuck with Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? Like I like bars. So if you're not talking about nothing, I'm not going to ever name you.
So basically, is this? I've heard several men say their issue with listening to female rappers is they always talking about they pussy this and...
I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear bars. I want to hear bars, bitch. Even if you not spitting no gutter gangster shit, gully shit, I want to hear some bars.
How come niggas can always rap about what they doing to a bitch, but when a bitch talk about what she doing to a nigga,
I don't think that's an issue at all. I don't, because like you can rap about whatever the fuck you want to rap about, bitch. But if all you can rap about is how sexy you are, how many niggas want to fuck you, how many bags niggas want to buy you? That's corny to me.
Okay, so like you seen Notorious? You seen the movie, right?
Somewhere.
But do you remember the scene with Little Kim? You remember the scene with Little Kim?
Vaguely.
Okay, so in that movie, right? And even though it's a movie, this really happened in real life because Kim and Big talked about it in the interviews. Kim used to rap like Big, like for real, like Big, talking about going in and out of town.
Oh,
with all right.
He said
make it sexy because don't nobody want to hear no bitch sounding like a nigga. Yeah. And then that's been the agenda in the blueprint.
MC Light don't sound like a nigga. Lauryn Hill don't sound like a nigga. Remy don't sound like a nigga.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. MC Light. MC Light came into the industry at a time where being pro-black and actually black women being dressed was the shit. That's when she was thriving. So she didn't ever have to actually deal with bitches being naked because that didn't even exist in the industry when she was in the industry.
What is that? Okay, and
well, it's not fair. MC Light got to actually get her shit off because when she was getting her shit off, there wasn't people in the industry saying no.
So basically, what you're saying is because bitches sexualize they self.
Because in the industry,
there's no more MC Lights. That's basically what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is the industry has created this,
this avenue. Thing.
It's basically like they saying that people only want to hear this kind of female rapper.
Yeah, but that's
not
true.
They don't
want to
hear that.
That's not true.
I know that it's not true. You know that it's not true. But the thing we got to acknowledge that it really truly exists is called the industry machine. The machine really do push and choose what they're going to make popular.
You can tell it's a machine based off of simple shit like this. Like when you see these, like the challenges, right?
Yeah.
You see these challenges, you could see some whack shit. Like straight whack shit with like 10,000 views. And it's straight trash. And niggas got fire emojis, all types of shit on this shit. And it be garbage. Mm-hmm. And then you got some hot shit that got like 400-600 views or maybe 1,000 views. And it be the fire shit.
I just think that it happened a long time ago, but it made me feel stupid. That's why I remember. I was going through my stage where I was super into conscious rap. And this is right when KRS-One and Nelly is beefing.
That was so retarded.
And I'm like,
who the fuck?
I'm like, what Nelly? The fuck is wrong with Nelly? How he coming out his face?
Oh, let me in.
And then my boy was like, if you don't think hip hop need Nelly, then you don't know your hip hop. And I was like, what the fuck you mean hip hop needs Nelly? And then that's when he started to explain to me the balance.
So then when I started to understand
the balance, and in order for me to respect the KRS, I gotta accept a Nelly. But I'm like, okay, so
I don't think in order to respect, I think in order to appreciate.
That's the word I meant, appreciate.
In order to appreciate,
that's what I meant. Because now when I sit there and think about it, okay, so now I put niggas in tears. I'm like, okay,
Definitely, when it
comes to this kind of rapper, Nelly actually elite.
That's why I don't think certain rappers are even comparable. You understand? Like because it's two different types, two different ways.
You know when
everything,
they get to
like,
comparing rappers that you would say are not comparable? When they start selling the same. Or their audience or the way they start moving around in the industry.
But even then, they're not comparable. Because, you know what's comparable? The audience is comparable. The demographic that listens to you is comparable. The analytics is comparable.
But that's what you and that, and artist, that all of those music is not what make a blogger or somebody like that start comparing two artists that sonically.
But see, what are they really comparing though? They're not comparing the artists at this point.
They're comparing other people's opinions of these niggas.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you're really comparing. That's what you're basing it on.
Yeah.
You're not basing it off of how the music really is or hits the people. It's off of they following, like, that's what you basing it off of.
The reason that I started before I did the breakdown, and I started with that because the breakdown today I decided to pick is one of my favorite songs. Everybody knows it. Adina Howard, Freak Like Me, right? And I started thinking to myself.
I don't know if I know it. I just know. I'm sure once I hear it, I'll probably remember.
When that beat drop, you're going to know it. You're going to know every word. The reason why I was thinking about this is because when it comes to female MCs, when they talking about they pussy this and they doing all of this, niggas don't want to hear that shit. But when you get like a sexy female and she's singing that shit, men respond to
different.
Different.
Men are going to respond to a female singer different than a female rapper all day. A female rapper, like, they say the same shit. A female rapper say some shit that have you feeling like, damn, like, this bitch sexy, da da da. But an R&B bitch is seeing some shit that'll just touch you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit just touch you different. Like, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
She on the funky hip hop beat.
That sound like a Drake beat too.
I don't think so. We can look it up.
I would definitely like to look that up.
And she said, from the gate, I'm gonna lay it on the line. I got a little freakiness inside, and you know that your man, he's got to deal with it. But that's okay. All right. Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't care what they say. I'm not about
she's saying, she with the shits.
And if you've seen her Unsung that comes on TV One, she definitely said all of this freaky stuff that she ever sung about, she was definitely about. She's definitely with the promiscuity. I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me.
Yo, music did something different to you back in the day, like.
She said she got a freaky secret, so everybody sing it, because we don't give a. This song is basically, what you call a hoe song, a celebration of being a hoe.
I don't think it's.
And being free.
Listen, I'm gonna say this to you, ladies, right? If you like to fuck different niggas, just be safe. It don't make you a hoe. Know what I'm saying?
You know what makes you a hoe? It's not that you fuck different niggas. What makes you a hoe is that you fuck different niggas and then you lie about it. Can't lie about it. You gotta own that shit. If that's your life, if that's really how you are, you gotta be as bold as this song with it. It's my choice if I want to lay with somebody that lays with multiple people. But if I don't know that that's what you're doing, you're robbing me of my choice. That's some bullshit.
I agree. Music,
she basically telling you she gonna give you everything that you need and everything that you desire in a woman, but she's still a dog.
No, she basically telling you she gonna chew you up and spit you out, but you gonna enjoy that shit, nigga. You gonna love every minute of it, nigga.
Until you catch feelings. She need a roughneck nigga. White boys don't apply. She's in the video with bras on.
That shit was fire.
And then even if you look at in this video, she's scantily clad, but not for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different. And it was just like, it just dawned on me that people love them. Of a chick singing them some freaky shit, but as soon as somebody started rapping that shit,
because it's different when you rap, because rapping is a different type of vibe, like niggas like aggressively sexy bitches, and bitches like to be sexually aggressive and shit, but sometimes it's different.
So what about this is probably.
I what? Like Megan Thee Stallion though.
You do?
I do. I like her. Big old freak. Big old big old tree. I'm gonna make him wait for the puss. Wait, she gives me big old feet. Fuck with Megan. I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red. She be going in like, she be talking that shit.
Hey, yo, I compare Megan and Adina Howard because they similar, like they really similar. Like they really talk the same exact shit. Like if you listen to Adina Howard music and listen to Megan music, it's the same shit. It's just one of them is singing and one of them is rapping. And then dudes be like, nah, fuck female rappers. I'm like, but so just erase every 90s R&B song you ever liked because it's the same content to me. Just something interesting that I was thinking about. You know me, my mind weird. I fuck with her more than I fuck with her album. Any Megan Thee Stallion fan, I greatly recommend y'all check out her NPR Tiny Desk. She killed that shit. If you don't know what Tiny Desk is, NPR does this thing where they get in a small room and they play live instruments and your favorite artists get up there and they perform in front of like 20 people. And her, that's what made me a Megan fan. Like, hearing her on live instruments, Megan ripped that shit. She killed it.
She really got flow.
Like, she killed that shit.
She really could spit.
Like, she killed that shit. pussy.
Yo, you know what's crazy? But I don't know why I just thought about this, but I just got this flashback of watching Nicki Minaj on a Cocaine City DVD spitting for Max. I mean, spitting for French.
You know what? It's funny that you mentioned that. She did a podcast with Big Fendi. You watched it or listened to it?
No.
Her and Big Fendi, quote unquote, made up, but they had recorded that interview like over a year ago. But yeah. So what, you was impressed by Nicki again?
Not at all.
But you thought she was trash even then?
Yep.
This is a little bit of her.
She rap way different though, back in the day.
Y'all crazy. Here's a little bit of Megan's NPR. I told him serious, I could be really. I don't be trusting these chickens like Tricky. Send them a pick of somebody else. I'm a friend that's saying I'm a fly dresser. Move to the top floor, I'm throwing my dresser. My bitches hustle, make money together. Yo, bitches birds and they fucking together. I can't decide if I want the new Gucci. That but then get my, I'm always in Gucci. Yo, mama, don't bring your dad to the mall. When he be in there, she know he be choosing. Fuck with no. Oh, you can't touch this. Megan killed this. Y'all gotta check this out. My money thick, thick. Kane got one, Anthony Hamilton, there's a couple of niggas that
got some bomb NPRs. So, you've been injecting yourself with Lysol? Fuck out of here.
What?
Yo, Megan, she got a bop too, yo.
I was just wondering, you've been injecting yourself with Lysol or no? Did you hear that niggas is actually calling and asking if they should be doing this?
No, I didn't hear that, but that's wild. So.
And hundreds of people actually did it. Yo, I'm not lying to you.
And died?
No, they not died, but they in the hospital. They sick.
They not died?
I mean, they didn't die, but they in the hospital.
She said they not died.
But they in the hospital sick and shit, and then here go your dumbass president. You've seen the clip with your president telling people to do this, right? You didn't see it?
Your president?
Well, you seen Trump.
This
is him answering about it.
By your comments about injections of disinfectant, they're quite provocative.
I was asking the question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this, maybe on the hands would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute. Did you hear about this yesterday? But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room about disinfectant.
He wasn't asking a question.
But
that's what I'm saying. This nigga be lying so much.
He wasn't
much.
Asking a question, though. The nigga was just speaking and talking.
Yeah, you think you could do that?
Do you have that clip? Because that's the clip. You got to watch the bitch face, though. The doctor.
No, it's just funny listening to him speak to it because I was pretty sure that everybody heard the clip. But I can't go get it. This nigga Trump is such a fucking liar, bro.
It would kill it on the hands, and that would make things much better. That was done in the form of a sarcastic question to the reporters.
But you were asking your medical experts to look into it. Were you being sarcastic with them?
To look into whether or not sun and disinfectant on the hands, but whether or not sun can help us. Because
within the conditions we've tested today, the virus in droplets of saliva survives best indoors in dry conditions.
Which one is it?
It's got a little doctor bitch there. I don't know, man.
I mean, they all...
Trump criticized for comedy about injection.
Oh, this is it right here.
So, supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test
it. What other way?
Sounds interesting. Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of lungs. So it'll be interesting.
So basically he's asking the doctor, is it possible that they try to inject the disinfectant because it'll kill it in a minute? Yo, who voted for that man, yo?
Fuck out of here. a lot of dumb motherfuckers who believed that he was gonna do something he didn't do. And y'all still think all his policies are the reason that the economy started booming? Nah, motherfucker.
No, it's just all the shit that Obama did finally, yeah, like coming.
Shit don't never happen when niggas is actually in office, period. That's the reality.
Because basically when Obama came into
office. But Obama was a sorry-ass president.
But in Obama's defense, and I'm not an Obama head, everybody know I be tagging niggas to death in that Obama deception shit I seen on YouTube. But like, Obama got into office under the Bush shit, so he had a lot of shit to clean up.
Yeah, but
so it did take a while for him to be able to do any good. And one thing that I will also say about Obama that I be telling my black friends all the time, y'all get mad at Obama and be quick to say that Obama didn't do nothing for black people, but please tag me in whatever the fuck he ever said that he was gonna do shit for black people. When you could show me that he ever said that he was gonna do something.
I doubt that he did actually say anything. What I think it was though is this, like, if you grow up a certain way, you just expect it. But you ain't grow up that way, nigga.
You can't be expecting shit from people.
I said it's just expected. I ain't say you should.
Well, no, generally speaking, things shouldn't be expected of people. Like, there shouldn't be an expectation.
I would like to believe that if a motherfucker came from my circumstances and made it all the way to the president of the United States, that they would try to, you know, do shit while they there to help.
Yeah, but the reason why I say we shouldn't have expectations is because expectations is what gets your feelings hurt. It's what causes disappointment. Because, boom, you can meet someone.
If you say have saying lack of expectation is like lack of faith and shit, too.
No.
To me.
You meet somebody. If I meet somebody and I'm expecting her to be my wife and be all of these things, and then the more that I get to actually know who she is, and everything that she's about, and I'm realizing, damn, maybe me and her better friends, or I gotta get the fuck away from this bitch. I can't fuck with her. That just makes me upset, or make me feel like I just invested a whole bunch of time, energy, and effort into a relationship, into a situation with someone, when they not even for me. You can't expect for everybody to be a certain kind of way that you see them.
Yeah, but that's like, when you do that, though, that's just your fault, though.
What's your fault? To expect somebody to be something? Yeah. Especially if that's what they say they are.
It's always your fault. If you expect somebody to be what you want them to be, or what you envision them to be, that's your fault. Because that's the qualification that you put on that.
So what's the expectation?
Expectation is something you feel like is going to happen. Like something you, it's hard to articulate it right now.
Because for me, an expectation is in your own mind believing that a solution will occur.
All right, good.
So if I believe that Doughboy gonna do something, perfect example, I'm texting him.
I think a certain thing is gonna happen. You expect this person to do a certain way.
Because you wasn't answering the text, because you're doing whatever you're doing. I'm texting you thinking, do you need a ride? You already in my house already. See, that's what I mean. You can't ever have expectations because you never fucking know. The expectation is that you would respond to me via message, because I'm messaging you. I'm like, yo, do you need a ride? You didn't respond to it. But you didn't respond because you're here. So if I expected you to respond and I'm on some asshole shit, I could have just got whole mad because you didn't respond. But why? But I'm mad, but you already here though. That's what I'm saying. Expectations is wild.
But see, what you just talked about is a whole different scenario and like some whole coincidental shit. Like,
but no, but that's how expectations be. Like, you expect the person to be in one place, no, but they might not
but
be
an
there.
Expectation. This is the way I look like at an expectation. If you somebody that's important to me, you somebody that I'm supposed to be able to rely on, mm-hmm. and I call you to come through in a clutch for me, I expect you to be there. I expect you to come through in a clutch for me. That's why I'm calling you. Okay. So if you don't come through in the clutch, you fail my expectations. To me, that's what it is.
And then for me, that scenario that you just put, like, I would only do something like that, like I really needed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really need this help right now, so I reach out to you, and then you fail me. Damn, now my feelings is hurt, but I was wrong in the first place for even expecting you to do some shit just because I see you that way?
I don't think so. I think at the end of the day, if there's supposed to be some type of camaraderie or
but you never know a motherfucking situation, though. Like, I might be coming to you. I might be like, yo, dope, boy, I'm fucked
issue.
Up right now.
That's not the issue. I'm telling you, I'm fucked up as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm fucked up as fuck. I could use money for every situation. My man was moving. Mm-hmm. All this COVID shit going around. You know what I'm saying? Somebody flaked on him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We don't even talk all the time. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga hit me up like, yo, I need you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I got you, my nigga. You my nigga. You know what I'm saying? He expect that of me. You know what I mean? I think he expect that of me. That's why he called
me. I'm glad that you said you think. Because sometimes, like, I be in situations similar to that, right? And you be reaching out to motherfuckers. I honestly don't even expect for motherfuckers to respond or anything like that. Like, I'm going to use
the... I'm like that. See, that's the flip side. See, I think that's why I'm so real. You understand? Like, mm-hmm. I think that's why I'm so real, because I'm so used to getting shitted on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I know the flip side of it, so I can't help but be, like, real, like, 100%. Like, if I say I fuck with you, I got to show you I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's where I get my point from. Me and you, we cut from a different cloth, and I say it all the time. I'm cut from a cloth of a material that they don't make anymore.
See, because, you gotta understand.
Hold on, let me finish. Because I'm used to being a certain kind of way. Like, I keep it real with people. I do certain things. So I would assume that people in my area would do those things.
This is how simple it is, Mo. This is how simple it is. People.
Not always like you.
No. People are community people. We individuals.
Some people are we people. Some people are me people.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I've learned... I can no longer expect for motherfuckers to move the way that I move, because that's the way that I am.
That's the way you move, yeah.
And I've also learned that when I do expect certain shit out of people,
sometimes,
not all the time, my feelings get hurt or shit goes undone.
The expectation you talking about is motherfuckers being delusional.
What do you mean?
See, motherfuckers that you talking about, I feel like it's like, they feel obligated for motherfuckers to feel a certain way about them or do certain shit for them and shit like that. Like, they delusional. You know what I'm saying?
Or
like,
they will...
When I talk about an expectation, it's like, if I expect something, it's because that bond is that deep. That's the only reason I would expect
anything.
But
that's
anything.
The same shit that I'm saying. Me too. Mm. But time and time again, people show you that they walking around wearing a mask, my nigga. Like, the person that you believe them to be... When shit get real, chips is down.
They're not that person.
They're not that person. So that's why I'm
that
saying
could be
I've
said
learned
a lot of people.
To shed expectations.
I'm telling you, yo, listen, man. It be simple shit. Like real shit. Just like I said, I'd never forget it, man. These niggas called me because somebody pulled the strap out on them, right? Mm-hmm. They called me up here. Now, I mean, this is years ago, regardless. But they call me like, yo, niggas just put a gun out on my brother, blah, blah, blah. All right, boom. I come down there with a strap. Actually, I come down there with three. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you know what I mean? They all in the book bag. Let's go. Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Long story short, right? Fast forward a week later, these same niggas, I'm like, yo, I just wrote this shit, my nigga. I want to record it. Niggas out of studio. I want to record this shit, my nigga. Niggas try to charge me.
But did you charge him to
go put
that
charge
work
you,
in?
Nah, nigga, I ain't charge you for nothing. Nigga, I risked my freedom, nigga. I put myself in a situation niggas wasn't even built for. Y'all niggas wasn't built for. Know what I'm saying?
That's
you know
bingo.
What I'm saying? Like, I put myself
bingo.
In a position.
Bingo.
And then niggas turn around and try to charge me for studio time.
Bingo. That's why I learned, like, just because I moved
and
different.
I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I did? I paid niggas. Anyway, because I'm an official nigga, like, No, I'm saying, but I didn't
fuck with them niggas like that.
Nah, I didn't. See? Of course not.
And like,
because I gotta look at you different. Especially when I know you let other niggas record for free.
That's exactly what I mean when I say I be shedding expectations a lot, and I just go with the vibes. And one of my favorite poems that I wrote recently is called "Contrive the Vibes." I wrote it about this shorty that I be talking to, and like, contrive the vibes to me means like, yo, don't be trying to put all these rules and parameters around our chill, around our whatever. If we build in, we build in.
See, you can't say that because at the end of the day, you got to understand how another motherfucker don't feel the same way you feel.
No, so, that's not what I'm saying. It's like you meet a chick, right?
Yeah.
Y'all talking and she be like, it's going to be 90 days before we do this. I need you to do this, didn't that? I'm like, yo, I'm not about to go through a litmus test to get to know you, bro.
I understand what you're saying. I understand everything you're saying. That's your preference to not go through that. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't feel like that's necessary. I mean, for some, being around a person.
At the end of the day, some of that shit is necessary. I'm going to tell you some real shit. Like, it's chicks that done stuttered on me, right? Mm-hmm. And then come back around, and it was like, I'm glad they stuttered on me, like.
Because you realized they wasn't shit?
Huh?
Because you realized they was...
Nah, it wasn't that I realized they wasn't shit, because it was a situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in that same situation, if it had occurred then, wouldn't be the situation it was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in certain situations, like, you gotta accept that type of shit, like.
Got a question for you. How much of a DMX fan are you?
Serious?
Yeah, dead ass.
I'm a huge, I've been quoted on this motherfucking cast. It's talking about how influential motherfucking DMX was for me.
The reason I said my that nigga. Is DMX recently went live on IG. Shout out to DMX. He was reading the Bible. He was talking about a lot of things, and he was saying that he got a new album coming out.
It's probably gospel.
Now, DMX been trying to come out with a new album. I want to say for like the past year and a half, 2 years.
Longer than that.
He recently got the GQ spread. He's been trying.
He just can't say no.
Do you want a DMX album? Like, do you feel like a DMX album is important?
This is the problem. It's not important no more. You know what I'm saying? Do I think it will be relevant? No. Would I listen to it? Yes, I will. I will listen to it because that's my nigga. So I'm going to give you a shot and I'm going to hear what you're talking about. But if you're talking about that gospel shit, I'm straight, my nigga.
Why?
Because I'm good.
He does a gospel track on all of his albums. I don't want a nigga
with animosity in his voice giving me a gospel album.
He gives you a gospel song on all of his albums.
And them shits be fire.
So why would he want a gospel album? But
I don't want that back to back.
I'll take it.
I won't. I'm straight.
You tell me that there's love here, but you need to play.
Let Me Fly is the one that you really
should have
played.
But this is the one that's gospel.
Nah.
This is a conversation with God. So the next two on one album.
But Let Me Fly is crazy. This wasn't really my shit like that.
She told me that God had it down. Here I am. Confused and full of questions. Am I going to lose or is this just a lesson?
This ain't that gospel shit though.
I mean, when he turns into
this ain't that shit when he was doing as of late. I think he actually made a gospel album.
And you want to know a fun fact? I'm about to give y'all some DMX knowledge. So, Rough Riders Anthem, right? DMX actually said, I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. He said he hates this song.
What?
This is Swizz Beatz's first beat that he ever like did, and he was like, it was repetitive as fuck. It was mad ABC. And he didn't want to do it. He was like, it's mad simple, right? And then he's like, but once he's seen the energy that it produced, he wrote three songs that same night, and that's Fucking With D, Let Me Fly, and I forgot what the other one was, but all in the same night, and they actually all back-to-back on the first album. You don't like this. This is crazy. But I hear how he say, it's repetitive.
My niggas moving silence. You don't know what I'm silence. You know niggas are violence. My niggas is ready. You want it? Come and get it.
it, then we split it. You fucking right, we did it.
This is why I'm mad at New York. And this is why I was talking about, I was just joking with you when I'm like, you like A Boogie. But my problem with New York rappers, even the New York rappers that I like, even the New York rappers that I like, I have a problem with them. They don't sound like New York. That's why I made sure on my quarantine playlist, I put They Want My Blood shit on there, because that's what New York is supposed to sound like. Like, if you're trying to, like, compete and have our energy,
we don't sound like us.
We sound like New York or some shit. I mean, not New York. I'm sorry, Atlanta or...
I know what you're saying, Chicago. But that's music now ain't an area. It's just a thing now. It ain't a representation of where you're from no more. It's a representation of just making good music that everybody gonna fuck with.
And I think that's a problem. I think that's a problem because music was at its best when each area was on their shit. Like, I'm gonna give you an example. Yo, he a dope boy over there. When this shit come on, what kind of feeling do it give you?
This shit was alright.
No, it's not. Well, maybe you don't like it because you're not from there. But I feel like this sounds like their area. This sounds like where they're from. This sounds like what they're about and how they live. He didn't try to come out and sound like whatever was popping and whatever he came out with music that resonated with Houston. He stayed real. That's one of the things about them South niggas that I fuck with. Atlanta sound like Atlanta. Houston sounds like Houston.
Because you can't help but sound like Atlanta. And they don't. Them niggas be sounding alike too.
Not alike. Like, they got their style.
Them niggas, they be sounding alike. Them niggas be rapping about the same shit too.
Well, because they all from the same place. Okay. But what I'm saying is I feel like New York rappers, they be like, yo, that South sound, that lean and pop, that trap,
that's what poppin',
so we're about to start doing.
New York is the melting pot.
I like how you did that. Real smooth, bro. Real fucking smooth, bro. He's like, all right, so you doing this over here, but all y'all niggas is over here, so we going. Yo. All right, yo.
Like, if you go to New York, real shit, you can find a motherfucker that do every style of music, but they in New York to make it.
All right.
What I'm saying? Like that's big right there. Like that's like Atlanta. Like,
what about this?
It's like, it's Houston. Like, see, I didn't even like this when it came out. It took me a while to get on this wave. I like these niggas when they were spitting, but I ain't like this shit when it came out. I'm dead serious. Dead serious. Everybody was like, yo, you need to get on this. You need to spit on that, my nigga. I'm like, man, fuck that.
That might
shit.
Be
like
alleged. Doughboy didn't like grinding.
Because I pump bass like that, Jack.
It still don't do it for me like that. Like, cause I remember like watching niggas like that shit.
Only big boys keep deuces on the ride. Gucci Chuck Taylor with the dragon on the side. Man, I make a buck while I scram. I'm trying to show y'all.
I need to hear something hard. That shit just don't do it for me.
I'm shocked.
It don't. I told you that before.
You've never told me that you ain't like grinding. What? Wow. No. So you want to get an OnlyFans page or no?
Nah. What?
I'm asking because it's like a thing. It's a thing.
Straight.
It's a thing. Like,
I don't need an OnlyFans. Like, I'm straight. I'm going to sell my soul.
Well, here's what I feel about OnlyFans.
Listen. OnlyFans, right? You go on OnlyFans, motherfuckers with screen...
Here's what I feel about OnlyFans.
Yo, don't show me this shit.
No, it's nothing nasty. I will never do that. I will never disrespect you like that ever in my life.
What I'm going to say is, right, if you go on little porn sites, motherfuckers is recording people OnlyFans and posting them shit.
But what I'm saying about it is this. I don't feel negatively about OnlyFans. What I don't understand is why is it that people knock your hustle if you want OnlyFans? I feel like people mad at chicks and dudes that's on OnlyFans because they don't understand why a person would pay for something that they could get for free, or like you saying, a bootleg version of, or whatever the case may be. But I'm just like, yo, it's a hustle. It's the same thing as Patreon. I mean,
you do what the fuck you want to do.
You know what Patreon is?
Nah.
Patreon is basically OnlyFans, but it ain't for porn. Like, it's like, if you a rapper or something like that, you can have a Patreon where you put exclusive videos and exclusive content and exclusive things that people will pay you. Yeah, that's what a lot of YouTubers and content creators use, because YouTube restricts a lot of things. Like, for us, every time I try to post a video on YouTube, they block it. So I could create a Patreon account where I could post those things on Patreon and I could charge for it or not. There's like, you could basically say for $10 a month or however much you want, your audience pays you and then you give them exclusives. So for some people it's beneficial, for some people it's not. Now you got celebrities, these two.
Listen.
This nigga bullying now, people.
Stop DMing me talking about, yo, listen, $50 is too expensive for your OnlyFans. Go to Safari page, then he charging $10. This rich, I'm not playing with this. You want to see this $50?
Rich nigga dick.
$50.
Hey.
This is a white girl on his page.
It's my friend.
Ladies.
This is Safari giving you the exclusive.
Going through a hard time. I know what y'all going through. We all going through the same thing. That's why my OnlyFans is $20. I care about your pockets. You already know what I'm working with. Casanova telling y'all $50? Like, come on, man. Like, I care about the people. I care about what y'all going through. So, I say that to say this. Make sure you sign up to my OnlyFans.
The reason that I asked you if you would get one is because, like, legit, think about it like this. You decide that you want to make a equivalent to a MySpace page, right? And you want to post videos of you rapping with no shirt on and your underwear, or you want to go live naked playing video games, whatever the fuck you want to do on this, because this is your page and somebody want to pay you whatever you say a month to do that. What's wrong with that? Really, really, what's wrong with that? People go live on Facebook all day. They go live on IG all day. They go on Pornhub. They do all of these things all day. What's wrong with getting paid for it?
I'm not showing myself like that, man.
And that's the thing. There's people on OnlyFans that ain't even getting naked. They just doing fetish shit. That fetish shit be wild.
I ain't doing nothing like that. I'm
like, you could probably charge bitches $10 a month to sit there with no shirt on and eating. Like, you could eat your dinner with no shirt on and bitches be like, bitches be into some wild ass fucking shit. But on some real shit, people are making a lot of money. And I found this video of this dude and what he was saying. It just sound like, I felt like he's speaking from a Doughboy perspective, and I respect it because that's how a lot of people feel about it. So I'm gonna grab that for y'all in just a moment. Before I grab it though, so under no circumstances would you make an OnlyFans?
Oh, thank you.
I would if I could figure out a way to make it interesting. Because for me, if you're just getting naked and jerking off and shit like that, that's prostitution.
Yeah, I ain't beating my meat on
camera. Yeah, that's prostitution.
Like, my thing is, if I was to do an OnlyFans, like, it'd be with a bitch. Like we have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, like a couple's OnlyFans. Like, I fuck with that because that's the only thing that I don't like about it. If all you're doing is sexual shit, that's just basically prostitution. And in a way, a lot of these bitches is using OnlyFans as like a new back page. That I don't agree with. But I do respect, like, when, like, if a chick, because I done seen this chick's OnlyFans page where she do tutorials, like, on makeup and shit.
This chick on my joint that dead ass be giving head on Instagram. You heard? Like, why would I pay for OnlyFans?
Yo, listen,
fellas,
to this
on Instagram right now. Stop paying for these hoes OnlyFans account. Stop letting these hoes take the easy way out. Because these the same chicks that's going to come down on you for not having enough. These the same chicks that's going to come down on you for not being able to provide for them because they want to be lazy. You over here selling your coochie on the internet, sending $50 pictures of your feet to other motherfuckers because you want to, you going to get some money. This chick really bought a house off of her OnlyFans account. I blame you dudes for that. All you dudes are to blame for that. I'm on y'all ass right now.
Yup.
I blame you dudes. Stop simping over these hoes and they OnlyFans account.
Talk that shit,
Walt. They not giving you no money. Stop giving they ass money. Make them earn it just like us men do. Facts.
Facts.
Fellas.
Big facts.
Now, I feel him on that. I feel him 100%. These lazy ass bitches, and it's funny, like I was joking when I had said selfie slowed up about 50%.
That's the problem with OnlyFans to me, right?
What's up?
It's a bunch of anybody bitches. Like if you gonna do an OnlyFans, be bad. Be something that a nigga gonna go to the strip club and see, like. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about Keystone and Bishops. You know what I'm saying?
But how can you knock somebody hustle when some nigga thirsty nigga out there hustle. Willing to pay?
I'm not knocking it. I say I don't subscribe. I'm not knocking it.
I can honestly say I don't pay for no OnlyFans.
Sell your soul, baby. Sell your soul. When you have kids and them niggas got to see that shit one day, they see their mother sucking dick or popping pussy, that's okay. If you comfortable with that shit being... with your kids seeing that with you one day, that's cool.
And y'all gotta remember that shit on the internet don't go away.
That shit don't go away.
Especially when niggas making copies of it and
copies, recording their screens and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Y'all gotta be a little bit more mindful of that part of it.
That's the thing, motherfuckers be living in the now instead of living in the all around now life. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy to me, man. You gonna sit there and post some shit up there like that, your kids gonna see it. Alright.
So unfortunately, we lost Fred the Godson. Were you a fan?
R.I.P. man. I liked him, but I wasn't a fan. It ain't like I was looking for him or nothing like that.
I respect your honesty.
It was a couple of songs like, you know, he be spitting. He got some of the wildest metaphors and little segues that, like, I done peeped in the wild all the time. Like, and I just only got to see that recently, like, to be real with you.
So... I've been seeing a lot of conspiracy theory videos that's been saying, like, we even talked about it last week, about them just giving people the coronavirus or saying they're dying of it.
Yeah, I
posted a video when everything lit earlier with this guy basically saying that he believes that they killed Fred.
I mean, we'll never know. That's the thing with all this shit. You could believe whatever the fuck you want. It ain't no proof of none of this shit. We all have the speculations about this COVID shit, this 5G shit. They actually do have statistics on this 5G shit. But the COVID-19 statistics is all skewed and shit. Like, and they doing that shit on purpose, like, keep motherfuckers confused.
And I wanted to take just a little bit of time to show some love to Fred, because I wanted people to know his music really was fire. So when you see them numbers go up, it ain't because he just died. It's a part of it, but it's because it's nasty.
It's because they didn't know about him. Now they know about him and they hear him. They want to hear more.
Exactly.
Voluntary assignment, because we gave it to him anyway. Voluntary consignment. Now he's sitting in solitary confinement. My, he ain't an actress with Tyler Perry. In the telly where the birds are promised. Hand off in Buffalo like Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas. I need a couple, y'all. If it ain't special, baby, then I don't fuck with y'all. We had to hustle, y'all, right?
That's
how New York was made. Because
the young niggas
won't
even know what he was talking about.
Caliber handle over the buck. We are 99 cents, though, nigga. Don't make me fucking chop. New iPhone, love how they made it. If I spoke to you, it was on a Nokia. That was my favorite. That was my favorite.
And I gotta show my boy Hydro some love. Because he's from the port.
That was my favorite.
Shout out to RJ, that's his son. It's my little baby. He's so adorable. And he actually did a song with Fred. Hydro Big, right here from Bridgeport.
Back in the days. Back in the days. I think I want to touch a key again. Back in the days when I was broke and was moving the draw.
Shout out to Hydro. Bottle was getting managed by Mendeecees. Mendeecees is Yandy's husband or boyfriend, whatever. He said, yeah, whatever. He don't care. You never care about the business people, the shit that make the shit happen. So if sales don't matter to you and like the industry criteria and all of those types of things, what does matter to you?
Bars.
When you're talking about like
bars, the bars, the feeling they give me. If it don't move me, it ain't shit. That's just how I feel.
So who's your favorite rapper?
My favorite rapper is Nas. Then next will probably be Styles P. Then next after that will be DMX. You gotta move me. If you well, actually, my top five will be Nas, Styles P, Kiss, Cole.
You naming some nice rappers.
And I don't know, man. Like that. And probably like... I have to probably go somewhere like Ghostface or something like that. Like,
you naming some nice rappers, you're not naming no trash.
Like I can't just give it to niggas. Like, I don't just give it to niggas. Like, even the niggas I like the shit that I like now, like the new niggas, the young niggas. Like, I look for the shit. I look for the potential more than I actually look for what they saying sometimes.
See, I have several different lists. Like, if a nigga will ask me what's my personal top five, like my personal influence top five, it's gonna be Big J, Nas,
Big Nod in my top
Bahamadia, and Kool G Rap. Now, if you ask me, like, what's my hip hop purist top five, like, if I'm talking about like legendary lineage and all of that extra shit, then it's like, fucking. In no specific order is Big, is Pop, is what? It's oh fuck, oh, Big Daddy what? Kane, KRS-One, and Jay. If I'm talking about my purity, now I've never, I'm gonna be real clear about this Pac shit for the record. I don't like
Simon Point over the smack you for that.
That's not my fault. I don't like certain things about Pac. I do not like all of his music. But I love Pac acting. I love Pac's writing. I love Pac's poetry. I love some of the things that he stood for. But overall, when I go through his catalog of music, it is not enjoyable to me, sonically. There's a lot of things that I hear, I'm like, nah, I'll pass. Do I support his message overall, what he claimed that he was trying to do and all of that? Sure, yeah, fine, that's great. But I don't go to Tupac for that. If I could put that in any basic words. Like, if I want to hear that kind of thing, I go elsewhere for it.
First album I ever bought was Naughty by Nature shit. Naughty by Nature first album. Second album I ever bought was Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Damn, that's funny that you bought with your own money.
Yeah.
Damn.
Those are the first two albums.
The first album
I ever
bought with my own money was Busta Rhymes The Coming. And shit. The second one was probably
and then the wild shit
boy,
is I didn't even I listened to Naughty by Nature shit for like 2 days, right? And then like I wasn't like I liked certain songs and that was it. I got Pac shit. I was like in like 7th or 8th grade when I got Pac shit.
But that's how important sonic sound is.
I start listening to that Pac shit. Nah, I'm talking about fucking All Eyes on Me was just so fucking.
No, but that's what I mean by sonic sound. Like, when I say sonic sound, I mean the way that it resonates with you when you hear it. The way that it makes you feel when you receive it inside of you. For some people, certain shit sonically moves them. And for other people, sonically, it don't do nothing for them. That's why when I'm listening to pop music, it's only a few. So, I'm going to go through few pop records that I enjoy. So niggas can leave me alone.
Because for me, it's like sometimes the beat will be popping, but if the lyrics don't add up to the beat, I still can't listen.
I acknowledge. Nice. Good. I acknowledge. I'm not saying that everything this nigga ever made in his whole life is butt.
What I'm saying is, you can't never say a nigga that got timeless classics is trash.
You're right. I'll stop.
Ever.
But the reason Pac fans is annoying.
Huh?
Pac fans is annoying. No, listen. I say 1,000 times. I like what I like and blah 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 blah. I'll say, yeah, I fuck with certain shit. I even opened up the pod one time with my favorite Pac song ever and I said it. Like, I do show this nigga love, but they be acting like I hate this nigga's life, like, and I treat this nigga so bad. Like, what are you talking about? Like it's not true.
The way you talk about Pac, it's like, it's no. I'm gonna tell you what it, the way you talk about Pac, it seemed like you feel like Pac should have never been Pac. Like, he should have never been where he was. That's how, come on.
That's funny that you say that, because in a way, that's how I feel. I feel like he should have never went to death row.
No, see that saying he should have never went to death row and saying he should have never been in the position or in the light that niggas see him in is completely different.
Well, what you said prior, you said he should have never been what he is. I kind of take that to be like, yo, I feel like you are what you are because you went to death row.
I think death row was just a part of who he was. He was already doing weird. He was already doing weirdo
because,
shit.
Yes.
After that nigga did Juice, my nigga.
Yeah,
you
but
don't
I
think
feel
that
like,
that's what changed
I,
Pac.
I feel like
I think that's
like,
what changed Pac for real.
A lot of people say that.
Real shit.
But I honestly,
when he played that role with Juice and that nigga made that shit look believable, that nigga said, you know what? I'm running with this. Running with it. Niggas believe that shit.
Love this shit. I love this shit. You try everything.
I got so many
like, I'm just like, yo, he got some shit. Like, I, like, But I feel like
got a baby.
And that's what I was saying. I enjoy Tupacalypse now. I enjoy his albums prior when he was on Interscope, prior to when he was on Death Row, because I felt like when he was on Interscope, that was a real version of pop. I feel like the music that he released when he was on Death Row was something that happened when he ended up having Suge Knight's batteries in his back. And he's transforming into this person, this character version of himself.
This nigga just came from jail, got shot. You change off of shit. Like, that's life change. Nah, you don't.
No,
you
I don't. Do.
When you,
I do.
When niggas try to take your life, it is different.
That doesn't mean I like the product of it. I understand that it
but
happens.
That's the cause of it. Like, yo, I know niggas that wasn't about that life, but then niggas try to take them niggas out. Now them niggas is about that life.
I suppose.
It ain't no suppose. It's what it is. It's
no,
like,
I'm just saying I suppose because I'm not going to deny that that's a fact.
Like,
that's
true. That's a traumatizing thing. Like,
I will never, ever deny that what you're just saying is true. I'm just saying if you've really ever been shot at
or had niggas try to poke you up or some wild shit, like, if you ever really experienced that shit, you will understand, like that's what make you so willing to do it to somebody else. Because you know that feeling. You know that feeling that if you don't, like in certain situations, you ain't got no choice.
That really, really, really depends, because I can name a few situations that I've been in where it didn't really change what I will do outside of those circumstances. Like, it just make me, sometimes when I find myself in bad situations, like, i.e. your scenario, getting stabbed up or poked up or whatever, I would just consider how to move smarter so I'm not in the same situations that enabled me to get stabbed up. Not necessarily make me want
to
do
something.
See,
you think it's about moving smarter when you don't even understand. Motherfuckers that don't like, well, not like you and want to get at you for some shit they heard from three fucking motherfuckers removed from you.
Oh, I know. I totally understand.
So, like, what you're saying is, like,
I'm just saying me. I understand
the
person's
thought
process. I know
what you're saying, like, that shit don't even, that's not realistic.
No, I'm not saying that it's
not
realistic.
Because that's
not the way it really goes. No, I'm not saying it's not realistic. I believe 100% that it's easy for motherfuckers to do shit to you if they want to do it, whatever the case may be. But all I was saying is, when things happen to people, it doesn't necessarily make them want to then become savage. Because I've had things happen to me, and it don't make me want to be savage.
But see, it depends on if you prey or predator. It depends.
Well,
on,
that's a mind thing.
It depends on your mindset. It depends on if you prey or predator. Like,
but then again, I don't think I'm prey, because
you know what changed my life.
Like,
I was bullied when I was little.
Me too.
Like, but see, I responded to that shit by, you know what? I'ma just, if niggas whoop me, they whoop me. That was my response. Because you know what? I'm not gonna sacrifice none of that no more.
And that's how I feel, but the way I move around it is like I kinda play the background and pay attention to people and their character and how they behave. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I do this, Doughboy is likely to do that. So in order to avoid that, I'm just going to not do that. That's the way that I am, because that way I don't feel like I have to sacrifice or like manipulate myself or find myself in a situation or circumstance I really don't want to be in where I'm getting whooped on or whatever.
I'm going to tell you like this is how wild life is, right? I've been in situations where I'm just somewhere and shit don't got nothing to do with me.
And shit
period.
Happens to you.
And somehow, I'm in the mix.
Wrong place, wrong time. That it be like that.
But see, that's my point. That's my point.
You can never
plan. You can never
plan for it.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
It's like this shit just happens and this shit just flows. Like, you could try to plan and have goals and set expectations
and
shit like
that. And I feel
like that's
where it comes. I feel like that's where it's real important for a lot of us, myself included, that we got to start being more physically in tune. Because what you're saying to me is, shit could just happen to you, and then all you got is you. And what you could do with your physical body and with your
That's the reality. So
what I'm saying is, if we're not really spending time putting our physical mind in shape and our physical body in shape,
what the fuck are we doing? Yeah,
even if you don't mentally feel like you are, you're right.
You're absolutely right. Because at the end of the day, what you just said make the difference. Because mentally, I don't feel like I'm prey, but I know I'm prey. I can't run a mile right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I know I can't. I'm smoking bogeys, back to back.
But we should be trying to. Because
I think I can fall.
Really, because if you really think about it, the way that you put it, shit just happened. Like, there could be a nigga that been wanting a gun for me forever, and he been squatting on me forever, and I just went to go check my mailbox, and then boom. But because I'm not physically in shape enough to scramble, get the fuck up out of there or whatever. So we probably should be more conscious of paying attention to niggas.
But see, that's why you got niggas like 19 Keys up there on Instagram. I don't know if you know who he is. He a Muslim dude, I don't know what he is, to be honest with you. But he a dude, he be having a scarf with all the moon and stars on it and shit.
Anyway, he
speak that holistic shit.
Okay.
You know, working out, getting your mind right, all that shit. Like, that's his whole, what he preached.
Team
like
Team chakra
shit like that.
Alignment.
Because at the end of the day, like, niggas that's at that point right there, I think them niggas is on to something. Real shit, like. I think them niggas is on to a different
But when I be saying things, niggas be thinking that I be crazy. Like,
no, see,
the
because
way
your
that,
delivery is a little, it, nah, it puts people off.
Nah, because this is me. You could really say whatever you want to me, just as long as I don't feel like you're personally attacking me.
What you do, I don't know if you do it purposely or if you acknowledge it, you're very dismissive and you try to belittle people in your speech when you reply to them.
Belittle people in my speech. That's
interesting. Yeah, because you're intelligent, you try to the way you articulate yourself, like I said before, revert back to that calling niggas dumb without niggas even realizing you calling them dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be peeping that shit. So it's like, so that's why when you say certain shit, it's like, oh, I peeped what you just said there. So I gotta reply with my indifference. You know what I'm saying? Because you slick with the way you be doing shit. And people don't really acknowledge it because a lot of people actually aren't smart. And I think, like, you rely on that. You know what I'm saying?
I have
think
no expectations.
You rely on that
I said
shit.
That earlier. I have no expectations for niggas to be dumb. I have no expectations for niggas to be dumb. But also, like I said, I'm the type of person to observe a person. Like, let's just use social media. If you pay attention to me on social media, I only interact and I only engage with people that I actually fuck with because I understand how to approach these people. I know that certain people be on social media and they engage, and I do appreciate all the love that our content gets. But if I don't know them and I don't know how they're likely to respond, that's why y'all don't know how many times I gotta get in his inbox and be like, yo, no, he don't mean that. Because he is the type of nigga, say the wrong shit and he's like wanting to know, who are you? Where are you at? Say that in my face and I'm gonna punch you in your face. Meanwhile, I be already knowing how niggas give it up. So I'm like, okay, I could talk to this nigga like this. I could talk to this nigga like that.
I understand that, see, but what you gotta do, in order for this shit to really grow, you gotta learn how to get in with anybody.
That's why certain niggas, I just let them say whatever. If you pay,
nah,
if
you
really
interact
pay me,
with, like, yo, I interact with motherfuckers in there that I don't even
like.
I'll
like their shit and I'll comment on it, but I don't engage with them the way that I do with certain niggas because, like you say, I'm low key this and I'm low key that, and I don't know how that may make another nigga feel. But the niggas that know me
know
where I'm
coming
from.
I can't stand trolling motherfuckers online.
Me either.
Like yo.
Like, if you trolling.
My little challenge video, and it's this nigga, he went up there and said, you whack. That's all he said, right? And then I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? And then I click on the nigga, right? And I see all he doing in the group is going on nigga's video and telling them they whack. And I'm like, oh, this nigga, he want attention.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, so he said something to me, and then he said something about a battle, and then I said something back. And he didn't reply to what I said back, because I said...
You know what he was basically trying to do?
I said, yo, you trolling? Yeah. I said, you want attention or you trolling?
He trying to find somebody that's lit so they can, like, get him on a live or something. They can go back and forth so he can get networking.
I don't know what the fuck he doing. No, that's what that was. You fucking with the wrong one with me, my nigga, because you know what? I know how to play it cool online because I don't want to leave a pattern. You know what I'm saying? Because I play it cool online, my nigga. Yo, this is for all you fuck niggas out there, right? In any group, in anything, right? If we ever exchange words, don't think shit sweet if I see you in public, my nigga. I kept it cool online because it's online and it's proof. You know what I'm saying? It's proof of what might happen to you when I see you. Keep it like that.
Well, before we get into our leaks, did you have any nothing motivation for these people?
It's the same thing. Value what you have. Don't take life for granted. It's a cold world. Don't wait time for vanish. Stay in your lane to get ran over. Fake love taints love, and fake love ain't love.
Now,
fuck with your boy.
I did have a mini Dre verse Diddy. Did you want to do it?
I mean, I heard some of it. I don't think it's fair, but go ahead.
Why don't you think it's fair?
I don't think it's fair the way you match them up.
The way you don't even know how I matched them up.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
I was watching. I saw you moving shit around. Like, oh, nah, let me put this
with no,
this.
I had to move them around because I had them any, mini, money, mo. I would just put them in the side. Mm-hmm. For people that do not DJ, when you know that you're going to do a certain song or whatever, you have what's called a side list or a prepared playlist. So what he experienced me doing is grabbing a whole bunch of Dre songs and a whole bunch of Diddy songs and just throwing them on the list. And then I put them like one after the other.
But you're consciously saying, man, what's up with this?
Yeah, because I specifically picked like one, like something that was like hard, and then something that was like in between from each artist.
Nah, and then, it gotta be hard versus hard.
Exactly.
Party versus
party. So that's when you see me moving it around. All right. You see what I'm saying?
We'll see when we're listening if it's like that. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, so we're gonna start with Dre, right?
Yeah. It's your boy, Doughboy.
This shit was different, too. This shit make you just want.
Yeah, this shit. And who don't remember the video?
That was it.
This beat hard.
I think that's where this shit came from and all this shit right here.
What you mean?
All that wild moving that he used to do, that stupid shit. Respect your ass. That's why it's time for the
doctor to check your ass, nigga. This nigga can't rap for shit.
My homie used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the sense out your mouth. Make it by the L to the road. Fucking me, now fucking you, little hoe. Oh.
Who remembers CB4? Every time I hear this, I think about that movie CB4. But honestly, this is the best part.
Long Beach is in the motherfucking hell.
This is like the best part. The end?
Dr. Dre.
He flexed his.
Once again, it don't stop.
This shit hard.
Alright. Oh. Like I said, it ain't it's a different swag.
But how is it not fair?
This is a story. That was in a story.
We talking about records. Does it matter if it's a story?
Check it. I pick flows for ya, kick down girls for ya. Even got all the motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas been fucking pussy with, nigga picture that. With a Kodak, it's the Mac Tac. We don't be down like that. Lay my game down, quite flat. Sweetness, where you park that? With a T-miss, put that ass fat. You got the body, make a nigga wanna eat that.
I'm fucking with you.
The bitch is visual, get harder than the missile, yo. I'm trying to hit it when she tripping, disappearing like a senior. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the vibe in front. Probably in cannabis stuff. I drive in front, I'ma peel with her, find a deal with her.
Fuck around and steal her.
You know, John Stark said this story true, right?
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's talking about, I forgot who it was, the player name got leaked, but this is a true story. I'm in his ass while he played against the Utah Jazz.
TV glass, I was passed. She came twice, I came last.
Rolled the grass.
She giggled, thinking I'm talking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan, honey, I'm home.
What?
Don't crawl for situations like this. I'm up in his broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fifth put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part to him, lose the major part to him. All legs, she begging me to stop. Now this cat's getting closer.
Damn! Oh my god.
Oh boy, man.
1, 2, 3 into the boat. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Bitch, make an entrance, so back on up. Push it through, about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together.
I'm being fair, ladies and gentlemen.
Nothing but a G-Bang, baby. Too low, down, baby, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfailable, so please don't try to face it. But I'm back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a
listen. This is when Snoop could actually rap.
From a young chief's perspective. And before me, digging a bitch,
you got to grab the contraceptives.
Never know she could be earning her man and learning her man.
And at the same time, burning a man.
Ain't no rhyme with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Facts!
That's relevant, real damn holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chimp,
I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and Drake creep to the mic.
I'm spilling while we hitting every part that my Denali hit. Outfit is 4,000 and better.
This joint was different.
Oh, yeah, my God.
We didn't like special delivery or grinding something wrong with them. Yeah, I like the remix,
yeah,
but it's the same beat.
Yeah,
because it's a different vibe with different niggas. And you know that. Same beat. Same beat. Two different niggas that have to feel the
song.
My favorite Dre song is California Love.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Steve. I don't know why.
And old school NWA shit.
I like the some of them Eazy-E songs. Shout out to Jay-Z for writing this song.
Cube was that nigga. Don't fuck with nobody said. Cube was that nigga.
Not loving police.
Still rock my cat with a cup of the crease. Still got love for the streets, nothing to my dream. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing.
Dre don't got too many of these though. I'm just saying.
Get them worries off your brain, girl. I'm in your corner, do what you want to show me, girl.
opposition travel. We want
to
trash. Everything about Puff flow delivery, everything trash. I hate that nigga flow. And it ain't even his. That's the sad shit.
What do you mean? It's not. So you don't like nothing. So when you'd rather him just stay away from rapping?
All the time. All right.
Gotcha.
I remember this video was crazy. I remember I watched the premiere of this shit. Tell y'all real shit.
I did too. Everybody did. It was on MTV. He had a make
in the
video.
No, I mean like the premiere. Like they. Yeah, was like they had a make in
the video. Yeah, he had a make in the video. Everybody watched that shit. I did too. Because Pac came in. I'm not gonna hate. Say what you say.
Just thinking about his classics. Niggas not thinking about everything he did for me.
Skin and in your body and live your life. So if you're not happy with you, then that's when you make adjustments. But fuck what other people feel about how you live. Now, about to get into these leaks. Doughboy always shocks me with the things that he chooses.
Whatever. It's my shit.
Nah, the only reason that it shocks me is because I don't be believing that you be into the things that you be into. It be different. Be different, you understand?
I guess.
All right, so let me go find it.
You ain't have it up there already?
I did, but I'm stupid.
Well, you on the wrong page.
I thought I clicked it.
That's the wrong page.
I def thought I clicked it, son.
You did click it, but I don't know.
He said, I don't know what that shit is. Yeah. That ain't it. Let me try to think in my mind. Don't say nothing. Hold on.
I don't know why they hate us.
What's the artist's name?
The lady is Max B.
Okay. I did. I totally did. I know what it is called and everything. See? It was hating on me. So you want to tell them the name of your leak?
Max B Lip Sync. No fucking time it is. Max Bigavelle.
Gotta love this smooth shit, man.
Gotta love it.
He coming from the old mixtape era. DJ Who Kid on the board.
I told them bitches come and see me, they be acting like it ain't nothing. I know them niggas need me, I was giving them the truth. But them niggas done blew it, I was worried about moving coca instead of moving units. I was running through the streets, standing running through bitches like I was water. Hit up them 64 a quarter, had them niggas having bags, fucking up all the scraps. I'ma dump them off that Mac, I'll dump them off with that. I'm putting them in any nigga, they give me a thug. Been most of my nights drinking and thinking of the drug that my mama used to smoke. Yo, mommy smoked it too. Something for a couple dollars. I bet she like to swallow that. She make me wanna holler. Now I'm popping my collar. I don't know what you heard, but bigger belly by the dollar. You niggas ain't got a clue. Silver Surfer coming in. You ain't even got a move. Everybody knows my claim to fame.
Come back in now and just rip
this
shit up.
Yeah.
That's what
you can.
For his time. For his time.
I just don't tell you this, bro. All these shots, people starting to take a toll. Nigga, I take your hoes right from under you. Nigga, they don't want you. I don't come confront you. Go 50 to shower in the front though. When they know you pronto. I'm more than black because I'm in your poncho. The head honcho. Baby, I'm the boss. Don't come show. Struggling through the NY. Fronting all kind of hoes. Booty rocky like diamond swords. Jurassic. Everything I have.
Yo, this just sound like you got on some brand new sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Like you about to go out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Push me up. I don't need you fools. Got a sucker. Got spingy up. Got the AMG because I'm busy up. Don't say shit to me. I ain't playing trick. Bitch, you with the king of shit. Look at how they play with it. Everybody knows my claim to fame.
Fucking wave, man. The Max was so different, yo.
Well, I'm talking my shit on some Bird the Godson shit. I want to show love to him. Rest in peace, you know.
That nigga, Max, man.
I'm sad that
that shit just put me in a whole different mood, like, real shit.
Put you in a good mood, and then I'm probably going to fuck up the vibes with this one, and I'm sorry. But my leak is Fred the Godson and Graf Can't Stop the Rain.
Well, Graf was had some shit back in the day. It was at a point I thought he was going to be something.
Graf, what up?
I fucks with Graf, though.
I'm ready.
I fuck with Fred, though. I ain't gonna front.
Falls back on the circus and gone back in the circuit. Out of sounds in the clouds, I ain't going back to the circus. They in desperate need of the verses. My name they read in the searches. Every download purchase serves a purpose. Perfect, perfect. Now watch me working. I get bread in the thousands. Can get you a cheese and Megan the Stallion. We spitting the flow as cash. Picture me being a photograph. Around to put you in a body bag. I tell he lying ain't lying. We gon' polygraph. I followed y'all style with my consent form. The son to be a fatherless child if I sent for him. I'm a pro at this. Even get your man bumped off just being proactive.
I circle the whole atlas from a different angle, like circular protractors. In the GPS, I inserted your whole address. Shoot it behind the main back curtain and close backwards. And he ain't crack air, I'm serving it old fashioned. I'm burning your closed casket. You ain't with shits, nigga. You swerving, there's no traffic. Bye-bye, burn him and don't clap it. Words to kill is first to be cold murder and close. Caption. You know I'm moving through the speakers. Whatever you selling, I'm moving to him cheaper. And I ain't got to do it to him either. I should have just started rapping. He told me he'll shoot him for a feature.
Oh my god.
Crash and function. I dumped the weight off. Came and show ass production. Fuck a day off. All we know is mass destruction. How you optimistic when you have a glass of nothing? I'm from the bottom.
So just because I say your favorite rapper trash, never question my ear, my nigga.
My name Grab, baby. This is my New York City.
If you say something trash, it's kind of like...
Don't question my ear, buddy.
That's shit, though. That's a fucking fact.
But rest in peace, Fred. Yeah. Y'all not rocking with the best. It's another podcast.
Yep.
And I appreciate all of y'all for tuning in. We about to get up out of here. Peace.